4 years ago than I care to mention, I was involved in an initiative where we took a long hard look at the textual resources that we used in class and the way that we used them. It was a project where we looked at the resources we currently used and had a careful look at how we might be able to change them to encourage students to interrogate the text more carefully rather than giving it the cursory glance that they often did, just pulling out the little nuggets of wisdom that they needed just to complete the action that we'd given them. So it's encouraged them to think about the whole text and consider meanings and translate it into something that was more significant for them and help them learn better. The activities that we produced were called DARTS, D-A-R-T-S, Directed Activities Related to Text. And you'll be familiar with some. For example, the close exercise, C-L-O-Z-E, where a passage of writing has certain words missing, and students are required to fill those in. Sometimes they're really badly designed and they're hardly worth actually doing, but they can be done really well, make the students think very carefully. And you can also design those with a degree of differentiation, so they're harder for some students than others. Well, there's now an online tool that can help you with some of that. It's called Text Debate, and what that does is take some textual material that you paste into a text box and turn it into different activities that you can do by just simply clicking on them. These can be used by presenting them to your students by sending them URL, or indeed work particularly well on a large screen display, so in front of a class, so they can be individual or group activities. And there are quite a number of different ones, and they can all be done at a single click, so you can take the same text and turn it into a lot of different activities. So it can be filling the missing words, it can be filling the missing letters, and all of that is done automatically by the online application. Things like flashcards or snap or shuffling or switching different text, really useful for languages, that one. Or if you take considering a longer item of text, it can to juggle it around, so it can switch the sentence order and then students have to drag the sentences into the right order to get the meaning. Or even hangman games or space invaders games, all done really easily. The free version doesn't allow you to save your resources online, but by paying a small annual subscription of, I think it's £10, you're able to save a limited number. By increasing the amount that you pay, you can save more exercises online and